Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic I'll be discussing today is truth and honesty, living your life with integrity. People have struggled with these concepts since the beginning of time. What do these words really mean, and how do we achieve them? Think about truth. Isn't it true that every individual has their own truths? To be truthful is to speak accurately about what we believe is true. How we communicate it is based on our intentions. How we receive it from others is based on our outlook and our own life experiences. If we are truthful, does that mean we are honest? Honesty is so much more than what is spoken. It is a virtue. It is based on our ability to be authentic in all areas of our life and the obligation we feel to tell the truth to others. If someone is truthful and honest, does that mean they have integrity? A person of integrity has well-defined personal codes of honor, values, and principles. They take the moral high ground even when it is the hardest thing to do. They are always truthful with themselves. For example, let's say that two teenage girls are best friends. They're at the mall, and one of the girls says to the other one that she's going to shoplift from the store they're in. Her friend tells her that she shouldn't do it because there are probably cameras everywhere. She says, "I really don't like being put in this position. I will have nothing to do with it." She has confronted her friend with the truth. Then she begs her friend not to go through with it simply because it is the wrong thing to do. It is wrong to steal. That is honesty. Her friend does it anyway and gets caught. The store calls for security, and the honest friend is questioned. Though she doesn't want to get her best friend in trouble and risk losing her friendship, she knows that the right thing to do is to be honest about what happened. She tells security the truth about what her friend did. It was a difficult decision to rat out her friend, but she is a person of integrity and couldn't live with herself if she didn't stick to her values. Telling the truth can be a difficult thing when it comes to our relationship with others. For most of my life, I never told my mother the truth about anything that wasn't entirely upbeat or happy because she simply could not handle it. She would make herself sick. I was conditioned at a young age to lie to her because I wanted to protect her from her own feelings. Doing so may have been healthy for her, but it wreaked havoc inside of me. I have since recognized that my mother is a big girl. If she can't handle what I have to say, that is her problem. For the preservation of my own mental health, I must be truthful. Some of us may not feel comfortable exposing our personal truths or inadequacies to others for fear of being judged or misunderstood. Maybe we keep them inside in order to project an image of power and strength. The feelings associated with vulnerability may be uncomfortable for us. It is best for anyone who is ready to bear the truths of their soul that they first have a relationship of solid trust established with the other person, whether that be a close friend or family member, a therapist, or clergy. Some of us are afraid to accept the truth about who we are and what we are going through because we fear opening up a can of worms inside of us. But if we never start chipping away at the layers of truth that lie within, we will find ourselves stuck in an endless cycle that goes nowhere. How can we possibly figure out where we want our life to take us if we don't know who we really are? In my early 20s, I was married to a heroin addict. Truth is practically non-existent when dealing with a substance abuser or addict of any kind. He was truthful about his condition, but not about his behavior. He readily admitted to being an addict, but he also lived a secret life that I was not privy to. I was an addict too. I was painfully addicted to my addict. I suffered from codependency. The truth about my husband's condition was right before my eyes. All the signs were there, but I refused to look at them. To do so would have turned my world upside down. My healing began when I was finally forced to face the truth. If you would like to know more about my story, please read my memoir, Finally, My Story of Hope, Love, and Destiny. Truth is a wonderful thing when our expression of it is rooted in love and kindness. You are probably wondering how little white lies, half-truths, and omissions figure into all of this. People have many reasons for using quasi-truths. Every now and then, we all find ourselves in situations where truth is a hard call. This is where the use of tact and boundaries comes in. These are the times we need to examine our motives. When intentionally misused, trust may be a weapon that hurts others. The overall ground rule is that truth, or the omission of it, should always come from a place of love, kindness, decency, and respect. If you can't figure out the best way to handle a situation, just reverse it. Just put yourself in the other person's shoes. Everyone has a different perspective and a unique take on life. So it goes to follow that we all have our own set of truths, and those truths are based on our experiences. The fact that many religions exist proves that point. How we interpret others' truths is also based on our experiences. Those of us who tend to be argumentative or easily have our feelings hurt are not necessarily reacting that way because of what was said to us. We are reacting that way because we have jumped to a biased conclusion that is based on the voices in our head. If we don't listen to others carefully and with an open mind, we may find ourselves often misperceiving others' intentions. Are any truths absolute? If a truth is accepted by the collective consciousness, does that mean it is unquestionably true? There are no absolute truths. As humans evolve through time, so do the truths of the collective consciousness. Scientifically proven facts are only true until science advances and someone discovers a new truth. As long as humans exist in an imperfect world, truth will never be a constant. Honesty is closely related to truth, but they are not the same. Honesty is a human virtue, a way of being. One can be truthful, but not honest. But honesty does not exist without truth. A person of honesty is a person of authenticity. Children are inherently honest. They are who they are. There are no pretenses. That is why it is so refreshing to be around them. It's enjoyable to be in the company of those who speak with candor. Their honesty makes it easier for us to let our own guard down. An honest person is trustworthy. They say what they mean and mean what they say. They are respectful and therefore respected. Other people know where they stand with them. True honesty is practiced in every aspect of life. We all enter this world as honest people. It is through the reality of living that we develop the fear and self-consciousness that may lead us to dishonesty. At first glance, it may seem like it is hard to be an honest person. A great deal of discipline is involved. To live that way requires the establishment of truth and fairness within us and the execution of those virtues with others. To be honest, we must know who we are, what we want, and be comfortable with ourselves. Admittedly, it is hard to be honest when we live in a world where everyone is trying to get ahead or with people stooping to levels well below morality to accomplish that. Societal role models, such as our government and our judicial systems, often practice and reward dishonesty. Hollywood stars and reality show people are rarely who they appear to be. Even news reporting is slanted. What about the explosion of identity thefts and Ponzi schemes? We run smack dab into dishonesty at every turn. How confusing that must be for our children. As parents, we must reward, model, and reinforce honesty in the home. With that said, when it really comes down to it, living with honesty is the easiest way to live. That's what we should teach our children. It significantly simplifies our lives. Secrets, anger, and resentment block our free flow of energy and create unhappiness. Over time, our fabrications become more and more complex and difficult to remember. Dishonesty is rooted in insecurity and low self-esteem. When we live with false pretenses, we are telling ourselves and others that we are not good enough, that we are undeserving of happiness. With practice, we can learn to free ourselves from the oppressiveness of our thoughts, lies, and actions, as well as discern and filter those that constantly surround us. Our love relationships are not healthy if they are not honest. That doesn't mean that we have to share every thought that goes through our head. We are all entitled to the privacy of our own thoughts. What it does mean is being free to exchange feelings and opinions without creating irresolvable friction. In our dealings with others, we should be honest but discerning. Every request made to us by others does not call for complete disclosure on our part. It doesn't mean we should lie. What it does mean is that we should phrase our answers accordingly. For instance, say that you recently received an inheritance. You used the money to professionally landscape your yard, have some major improvements done to your home, and buy a new car that is now sitting on your driveway. Your neighbor approaches you and comments, "Wow, you have really done a lot to your property. And a new car? Boy, you must have just come into a lot of money or won the lottery. How did you afford to pay for all of this?" You can be completely honest and divulge all the details that are none of their business. Or you can say something like, "Thank you. I am so glad you like what I have done." That is a statement that is honest and true, but discerning. I am far from perfect, but I do my best to live my life with honesty. It is usually received well, though sometimes it repels people. I admit that I am lacking in my ability to have superficial relationships. I'm not sure if this is a good or bad trait. I am often uncomfortable with those who are not authentic. If I can't be real with someone, for the most part, I would rather not be around them. The same holds true for those individuals who are not authentic. If they fear or cannot tolerate honesty, their personality will bounce right off of me. The realness of who I am is what makes them uncomfortable. There are instances when people equate my honesty with naivety and try to put one over on me. But I do have to say that most people I meet appreciate my honest nature, have an immediate sense that they can trust me, and reciprocate with their own honesty. I love this quote by science fiction icon Arthur C. Clarke. "The best measure of a man's honesty isn't his income tax return. It's the zero adjust on his bathroom scale." The hardest person to be honest with is ourself. When no one is around, can we accept our own truths? Can we face ourselves with dignity, pride, and forgiveness? Our goal at the end of each day should be to stand before a mirror, look ourselves in the eyes, and declare that we did the best that we could possibly do and were the best person we could possibly be, no matter what the outcome. I'm going to take a brief intermission. Here's a musical interlude by guitarist David Modica for your listening pleasure. I'll be right back. Welcome back to today's discussion, Truth and Honesty. living your life with integrity. I've discussed truth and honesty at length, the traits of each, and how they relate to each other. So where does integrity fit in? In addition to being open, honest, and truthful, a person of integrity must have an established personal code of conduct and ethics that they remain faithful to in every circumstance of life. This code of conduct is based on values and spiritual beliefs. They are one with their principles, personally live their standards, and always act for the higher good. They feel compelled to always do what they believe is right, and they live with a clear conscience and without regrets. A person of integrity strives for excellence in all they do, without any expectation of receiving more than they contribute. Unlike honesty, a trait that we are born with and then have to find our way back to, integrity is developed over time. Integrity is consciously developed through observation and introspection. We may learn it through our families, through life experiences, or from both. It is not enough to be raised in a family known for their integrity. Though family may be our inspiration, we must each develop our own code of ethics. And often, by conducting ourselves with integrity, we will shine a positive light back on our family. A person of integrity is humble. They understand that they are not perfect, therefore, accept responsibility when they are wrong. Knowing who they are and what they stand for makes it easier to handle criticism and rejection. And they are the first ones to advocate for someone else when that person is being treated unfairly. It takes courage to conduct oneself this way when it would be much easier not to. It takes courage to trust our conscience when faced with having to make difficult, unpopular choices. It seems we are always being tested. What would you do if you found a wallet full of money and no one saw you pick it up? Would you keep it? Would you take a few bills out first and then try to find the owner? Or would you return it to the owner just as you had found it? We all know what the right thing to do would be. The decision we make is based on the strength of our integrity. Several years back, an elderly relative on my husband's side was being moved from her apartment to an assisted living facility. Her daughter and granddaughter took on the emotionally draining, exhausting task of moving her and deciding what to do with her lifelong collection of belongings. I was invited over to see if there was anything I wanted. As a lover of antiques and things that remind me of those I care about, I was sure that there were some sentimental treasures to be found. As I was looking around, I saw a glass vase that was high up on the shelf above the kitchen cabinets. Knowing from experience that it was a valuable piece, I commented on the value to the elderly woman's daughter and asked if they were keeping it. She said they were, and I moved on. The things that I chose were beautiful and sentimental to me and perhaps the family, but valueless to anyone else. Within days of my visit, I received a tearful, angry call from the granddaughter on behalf of her and her mother, accusing me of wanting to sell everything I took from her grandmother. They knew me very well, and under normal circumstances, they would never say anything like that to me. But it was a very emotional time for both of them, and my feelings were the last thing on their list. Still, it was a surprise attack on me and very insulting. I could have been defensive and angry. I could have blown it up into a big to-do within the family. But I chose to react differently. I chose integrity. Knowing that I only had the most loving, honest intentions, I let it roll off my back. It was forgotten and never spoken of again. And now they treat me with the utmost respect and trust. To be truly successful in life, one must possess characteristics like reliability, honesty, trustworthiness, and maturity, everything that is consistent with great personal integrity. Successful careers and businesses are built on solid, supportive relationships. People of integrity are great role models, advisors, and inspirers. I wouldn't follow any leader who didn't demonstrate a high level of integrity, would you? It throws us off kilter when we see so many liars and cheaters getting ahead in this world, making lots of money. The truth is, success that is founded on dishonesty will not stand the test of time. It will eventually come crumbling down. We've been seeing a lot of that lately in the news. It is never worth putting one's reputation on the line for a house of cards. Our level of integrity as a whole is steadily dropping, while crime continues to rise. What has caused our society to breed so much unethical behavior? We don't know who we can trust anymore, and rightfully so. Our society is begging for a return back to the days when a homeowner could leave their door unlocked and a child could safely walk to school. Just for fun, I did a Google keyword search for the word integrity and was shocked to see the amount of people that Google it. There are 1,220,000 global monthly searches for the word integrity. That translates to 14,640,000 searches around the world every year. For those of you who have no reference point or experience with keyword searches, that is a huge amount of people. The three words, truth, honesty, and integrity, all boil down to one thing, simplicity. We all hope for an uncomplicated life and one with less stress. And we are all looking for the happiness, harmony, and peace of mind that comes from living a virtuous life. That does not mean that it is easily achieved, but it does give us a focus and something to strive for as we continue to learn about ourselves and the world around us. It is essential for our emotional health that we set our sights in this direction. None of us are perfect. That's why we are here, facing so many challenges. Just remember this. Strive for the best you can be, and always be kind and gentle with yourself. I hope you enjoyed and found meaning that you can apply to your own life in the show today. Please feel free to contact me with your comments and questions at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE. I'll leave you with a few questions to think about. Do you think our destiny is preordained? Did we choose it? And can we influence it? Give some thought to these questions and then email your comments to me. I'll look forward to hearing your points of view and sharing them on my website. Make sure I have your email address along with your comment. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, June 30th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss my memoir, Finally, My Story of Hope, Love, and destiny, and talk about what took place behind the scenes. All my shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.